Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Cross-exam.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I think I'm going to stay here for a while so we get a good recording. I want to talk to you about this timeline, this date that you referred to. You applied for a warrant from 12/25 to January 8th of 2023, correct?
That's correct.
And when I said 12/25, of course, I meant 12/25/22,
correct? Yes, 2022.
And when you draft a warrant, you are the one that picks the dates, correct?
Depending on the investigation, it can be, yes.
Okay. And you were asked that question, that you applied for the warrant, and those were the dates that you requested.
Yes.
Now, it's fair to say, isn't it, that once you began an investigation in a case, and if you learn more information, there's nothing stopping you from going back to a court and applying for a further warrant, correct?
It would depend, because the courts I've shown that we need to have a specific time frame, so I would need some information to show why I would need to go back to write for an earlier time.
Okay, well, but if you have that further information, nothing stops you from going back to the court and asking for a different warrant that encompasses different time periods.
Yeah, I could.
Okay, now, one of the things is that You don't have any information to tell this jury about, of any of the data on the MacBook that originated before December 25th of 2022.
Confused by your question, so sorry. Yeah.
The data that you're telling this jury about today, you've said it a couple of times now, it's limited to 12, 25, 22 through January 8th, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's the data you're talking to them about, right?
Yes, I only viewed that information.
You would agree with me, wouldn't you, that you had the entire content of a map, don't you?
I do have the contents.
And how far does the content go back on the MacBook?
I have no idea. I didn't look.
Because you limited your warrant to 12/25/22.
That's correct.
So if you thought, as an officer involved in an investigation, that there might be some important information that predates 12/25/22. You have every right, and there's a procedure for you to go back to the court and explain to the court why you think there might be more information back before 12/25 and see if you can get a warrant to cover that earlier information.
If I had information showing that there was more, then I could, yes.
Okay. And you never did.
I don't believe I had any other information showing that I needed to.
And you didn't have any information that you thought it would be important to your investigation to go back before December 25th, did you?
For my role, that's correct.
Okay. So, when we heard about, for instance, this porn hub thing, it occurred on 12/27. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And we heard about some other Pornhub reviews, like Chatterbait, correct?
That's correct.
And something about Miss Bell, correct?
About what?
Miss Bell.
I don't remember it off the top of my head.
I'm sorry, Miss B.
I still don't remember, but okay.
Okay. Do you remember seeing record 831? Do you have... I apologize.
I don't have that book up here to see it.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Do you remember seeing also a reference in the very same data that you've told this jury about that talked about a movie called, or something called, Slade Dominant Scarlet?
I would have to see it, and can I double check it?
Well, this pedestal doesn't work quite right.
I have my copy. If you want to just tell me the page, I can look.
That's I do apologize. I'm going to give you the page in just a second.
Okay.
I don't know why.
132.
Thank you, Judge.
Sure.
What was it?
I'm sorry.
832.
Oh, record 832. I'm
record
sorry.
832. I thought it was a... No, it's on page 227.
Thank you. Right on there.
And yep. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Sure.
So now I want to focus your attention to record 831.
Yes.
On page 226. That reference, do you have that?
I do, sir.
And it references something called Suede Dominant Scarlet Straps Cecilia. Right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you didn't testify about that to the jury, did you? Today, on direct examination.
No, I wasn't asked.
All right. You would agree with it, wouldn't you, that when you look at these searches involving Pornhub, that in fact, there's a number of, and I keep referring to them as searches, but let me just ask you this. There's a number of web pages that refer to what I'm going to characterize as pornography, correct?
It's about 10.
Right. And am I right to say that that cheating wife reference, what's the entire title of the cheating wife reference?
Cheating wife seduces another man to impregnate her. Scarlet Scandal, Seth Gamble, Erotica X, Pornhub.com.
Do you have any idea how that particular porn movie, whatever it is, do you know how it came about?
The only thing I say is that Pornhub was viewed and that that video was selected.
Okay. You would agree with me, wouldn't you, that there is no specific search term for cheating wife, is there?
Well, I wasn't in a Google search. It was through Pornhub, so it doesn't record that.
Okay. So your answer is, I agree with our guess.
That there's no specific terms listed? That is correct. The video was there.
Because you've already told this jury, and they saw it in a number of examples, that when the user enters a particular search term, the user, that it's a particular word, and then there's generally a plus sign that attaches it to the next search term, correct?
Only in the Google search engine.
Okay. And with regards to this movie, Cheating Wife, there is no indication that the term cheating or the term wife or anything else was used to get to that movie.
As I said, I can't view any terms that were put into Pornhub, so it only shows me that search query in Google.
And let me ask you this. In part of your investigation, did you ever go and view some of that movie?
No, I did not.
Okay. But you did testify that there were times, like for other searches, you went and followed the document and the links, and you reviewed the document.
That's correct.
But with regard to this movie, you have no idea what this movie is about, correct?
That's correct.
And you don't know, then, prior to December 25th, 2022, how many times whoever was looking at the backup, how many times they frequented movies up Pornhub?
I didn't look at any data prior to December 25th.
Okay. And you don't know how long this person that was looking at this movie, how long they viewed the movie, or if they viewed it at all.
I do. It shows me a time frame of 7 minutes.
Okay. 7 minutes. And how long is the movie?
I have no idea.
Well, someone started watching that movie. They watched it for 7 minutes, and that was the end of it. Is that your testimony?
That's correct. And then I went to Slay Dominant Scarlet video.
Okay. And that Slay Scarlet, do you recognize the fact that there is some actress referred to with regards to the cheating wife name that's also named Scarlet?
That's correct.
So it's fair to say, isn't it, that you have no idea as you sit here today whether the person who is looking at this Pornhub video, if they're trying to get access to movies that have perhaps their favorite actress or anything else of the sort, do you?
I don't know who this person is, so I have no idea.
So your answer is no.
That's correct. I don't know.
And quite frankly, Trooper, isn't it fair to say that when you open up some website like Pornhub, it comes open and it has all of these possible selections you can make?
I don't know. I'm not a peruser of Pornhub, but sure it has options.
Okay. So you have no idea what options were presented to the person that opened up this page, do you?
No, I don't.
But yet, it was important enough to include it in the data that you put into that binder?
With the information that we knew, yes.
And that information, let's just cut to the chase here. It's because of the word cheating wife.
That's correct, sir.
Okay, so just the fact that there was a phrase involving cheating wife, that to you was something that, okay, let's just include that in all this data and throw it out, correct?
No.
Okay. So you didn't take the time to look to see what the movie was about. I understand that, correct?
That's correct.
You didn't take the time to see if the actress, actor, in the other movie, Slay, Dominant, whatever, was the same actress in the other one, right?
That's correct.
So you really just said, oh, I see the phrase cheating wife, and so I think that's important, so I'll include it in my data.
I'm going to object, Your Honor, to time for
this. I'll see you at the sidebar, side of the bench.
I apologize because I'm afraid that my question is misleading you. Go back. This binder that has been marked as an exhibit contains the entire contents of what you found on the MacBook between the dates of 12/25/22 and January 8th of 2023.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So when I suggested in my question that you, sir, selected certain things, that is completely wrong, isn't it?
That's correct.
Okay. And so I should have used this word. You would agree that you were focused on, by the question, you were focused on the high of cheating wife, correct? Right?
Yes, I was asked that in direct.
Oh. Oh. But you were never focused on direct examination as to the other corn movie, the Slay Dominant or whatever you call it.
That's correct.
And since you decided not to go back prior to December 25th of 2022, you really can't tell us, Jerry, how many times and how many different movies were viewed on this MacBook porn.
It's not entirely true.
Because of the 12 visits?
That's correct. So I could look at visits and it could tell me Pornhub was visited. I'm just trying to look here to see how many times. And then it would also tell me, the video would also tell me how many visits. But I'm not sure if that's the entirety of the Spire history or just what I've collected.
Right. You're not sure if it's the entirety of what? Finish that sentence.
The web history that's in the device, yes.
So you just don't
know. That's correct. I didn't go back.
And so I want to ask you now some questions about what you testified to on direct examination.
Okay.
Let's just start with the iPad Mini 13, device number 5. That's been marked as Exhibit 81. You told the jury about the events that you looked at, the event log that you created, correct?
Yeah, so it was an iPhone Mini 6, not a Mini 13. The phone was the Mini 13.
Okay, and well, you told us about Exhibit 81 being locked and unlocked, correct?
Yes, for the iPhone.
Okay. And you told us about how it could be locked or unlocked using either a password or face recognition.
Yes, that's correct.
And How long did it stay unlocked and then locked in the time period that you looked at?
I would have to see the report again, but I believe it's a couple minutes for each.
Okay. And did you ever determine what was being done on the phone during the time it was unlocked?
Again, I'd have to look at the Cellbrite report to see other activity or go through the timeline view to see what the phone was doing. I didn't do a full invest into the phone. Trooper Keefe did.
I see. So Trooper Keefe can tell us about that.
I think so.
All right. It's fair to say that using Cellebrite, this software you told us about, you can create reports that include certain information, and let's do another one.
Yes.
And you can create reports, so to speak, with the Cellebrite software that are restricted by date, correct?
That's correct.
And you can do term searches, correct?
Yes. Well, I was thinking under my question was going to be if you're doing like an entire phone search or you're just looking, say, messages or web history, because you can, there's different places to search these terms or whatever you're looking for, say a phone number or whatever.
Okay. So you can decide what information you want to look at using Cellebrite, and then whatever information you're looking at, you can dictate what terms you think are important to search for, and then you can search for them.
Yes, if I had specified terms that I need to look for, yes.
And did you do a term search on the MacBook for instance, divorce?
No. For the MacBooks, I didn't do any term searches. I just did by timeline from what was allowed in the warrant.
Are you aware of the fact that, well, let me ask you this. On that MacBook that you told us about, the reference to divorce and all the things we heard on direct examination, that only occurred on 12/27/2022. Here's it.
I can only say what I've looked for from that time frame. If anything happened prior, I don't know.
But my question is, what you testified to, the references that you were asked multiple times on direct examination regarding divorce only occurred on 12/27.
That's correct from what I have.
And what was the time period for where all those searches you told us about, referencing divorce, what was the time period?
I don't remember the exact time. I believe it was around 11 o'clock in the morning, but I could be mistaken. I would have to look.
What was the time period that was encompassed that covered the entire divorce searches, if you referenced them directly?
As I said, I don't know the exact time. I would have to look to see.
And what time did those divorce searches that you referenced in direct examination, what time did they occur?
Again, I'd have to look at the notes to see the exact date and times.
But you would agree they only occurred on 12/27?
I believe that's the when they all happened, yes.
And one of the searches that you told the jury about had to do with something like 10 best states?
I think it was five, but yes, five best states.
Did you take the time to look at those documents that were referred to those searches?
I don't know if I looked at all of the divorce ones. I did look at some.
And you would agree that if someone were to be searching for a divorce, they could be searching for the topic of divorce and how divorce might affect the protection of family law. You'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Could that?
Yes.
It could, yes.
And are you aware, too, as you sit here today, that around that time of December 27th, are you aware of the fact that Brian Walsh and Anna Walsh were talking about the sale of one of their properties?
I did see Zillow searches in the MacBook for apartments in D.C., I believe, but I didn't know anything about sales.
Okay. Did you ever take the time to examine the phone that belonged to Brian Walsh?
Again,
does it...
Is that
Mrs. Gaines, specify what you're talking about, counsel.
What are the phones that you examined that were associated to Brian Walsh?
As I said, I only did a cursory look through the iPhone 13 regarding the device events, and that was about it.
So is that what Trooper Keith know more about that?
Yes, he did most of the mapping. Yes, that's true.
So I guess my next question is, are you aware of text messages between Brian Walsh and Anna Walsh encompassing the dates of December 25th and December 30th of 2022?
No, there were none in the devices that I looked at.
So when you were asked questions about your review of the MacBook and references to the divorce on or around 12:27, you, as you sit here today, you have no idea what was going on in text messages between Anna Walsh and Brian.
That's correct.
And you said you reviewed some of the documents that were associated with the divorce searches. Did you see any documents that this specifically referenced? What states were more beneficial when it comes to fees and the timing for judgment you see and things like that in the context of a divorce?
Unless it was listed on the webpage, I didn't see any specific searches for that itself.
And did you, as you sit here today, do you recall reading any documents associated with those divorce searches that had to do with protecting assets of family?
No, I looked at these years ago. I haven't looked at them since. Nice.
Those searches that you were asked about on direct examination coming from the MacBook and the data that you extracted, the many searches that had to do with Chase, you recall those questions?
The Chase Bank? Yeah. Yes.
And it's fair to say that by looking at the data that you based your direct testimony, and you cannot tell at all what specific data is being produced.
Again, if I can see the websites listed, sometimes it'll say you're in the accounts dashboard. It could list out, but again, I'd have to see exactly what you're describing.
Cooper, I guess the reason I'm asking, let me ask you this way. You investigate a case, correct?
Yes.
You're charged with looking at data like this, and you use specialized forensic tools to look at the data, correct?
Yes.
And you're trained to look at the data and try to interpret what the data is, correct?
Yes.
And then you share that information, don't you, with the Commonwealth, correct?
Correct.
And so now you were brought in here as a witness, and you were just asked questions about all of these searches that are called regarding Chase, correct?
Yes.
And is it your testimony then today that the Commonwealth never sat down with you and said, tell us what you can tell us about what's being looked at on those Chase searches?
I wasn't asked to explain every Chase website to them.
But were you asked a simple question? Can you tell us what the person actually viewed with regards to a Chase account?
Again, if I see the data, I can explain it, but I can't see everything.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand your question then.
Well, I was sat down with the Commonwealth in the context of this specific case and those Chase searches and tried to explain to them what it is as the
digital expert in the case, what was being viewed on the Chase account.
Just that Chase had been, the website for the Chase account had been visited.
And that's it?
That's correct.
You would agree with me, wouldn't you, Trooper Greeno, that when someone enters specific search terms, then the browser or the search engine that they're using will generate a number of results, correct?
Yes.
And then the user can click on some of those results or bypass some of the research results and just go to some other ones.
That's correct.
And when you would agree with me then that when search results appear, they can lead the viewer, the user, to then follow that link and go someplace else, correct?
It's going to be based on the search term, and then it can send you to something similar, but not exactly what you wrote.
And is that what you told the jury about redirecting?
That's correct.
And so when a user gets redirected to some other website or something, that's not a result of the user saying, I want to be redirected. That is the software doing it on its own.
Well, the user would have to click on the web page for it to open for them to see it.
Right, but to be redirected, it's the algorithm or whatever is going on that directs the user to some other website.
Again, but it's going to be similar terms to what that were written. It's not like they type in, you know, basketball and they get sent to, you know, something about space.
Oh. Hey. Hey, listen to me. I'm not asking. I'd say that someone types in particular search terms, and then the software, the browser, then generates search results.
That's correct.
And at times, the browser and the software redirects the user to something that it thinks, hey, maybe this is what is relevant to what you're looking for.
Yes, that's correct.
And I know that it doesn't prompt the user, but you understand that.
Yes.
And you saw instances of that when you reviewed the data in that room.
Yes, I don't know the exact number, but there's a handful that I saw.
And Trooper Greeno, when someone is doing a search for something like how to dispose of a body, did you follow that link to the result of that specific query?
Don't know if that specific one, but I did go to many of the ones that were listed.
And so as you sit here today, can you tell the jury then that if you were to put in that particular query, how to dispose of a body, that the results would include things like cemetery names or other things like that?
Well, it would constantly change. So if I did it now, the results would be nothing like they were 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, that wasn't my question. Yeah. That's fine. Let me ask it again. That if someone specific search terms like how to dispose of a body, the results could simply be here, take the body to a cemetery, something like that.
Again, I would have to search it to see. I can't say definitively. For that specific one, no.
And so it's fair to say that when someone is using specific search terms, sometimes you have to add additional terms to get information that might be more helpful to what you're asking.
So like adding more words? Is that what you're saying? That could be, yes.
So it could be the fact that to get more specific information
about, for instance, how to dispose of a body, you would then have to add another search term, like murder, to get more specific information that you might be looking for.
I can't say.
So you didn't try that, huh? In the context of your investigation in this case.
Again, this was years ago that I did this, so I have no recollection of it.
But you would agree with me, wouldn't you, that just in a general context, whether we're talking about terms like murder or any other term, sometimes to get more search results, you have to add more terms.
Again, I can't say for certain.
So, you would agree, wouldn't you, that your review of the MacBook data that we extract, that all of these dark search queries, if we're asked specifically on direct examination, that they all occur only after 4:52 a.m. on January 1st, 2023?
That I was able to see, yes.
When you say able to see,
well, I didn't have anything going back prior to the 25th, so I only have what was limited via the search warrant, but everything was from the 1st to about, I believe, the 4th.
Right, but we've already been through this, so let me ask you again. If you wanted to see if there was a search is conducted on this MacBook where someone is trying to figure out how to dispose of a body before January 1st of 2023, and you thought that was important to the investigation, once again, you could have gone back and applied for a warrant to see if there were, right?
Well, I'd have to show probable cause for the warrant to show why I would need to go back further than the 25th that I've already written for.
So you had no probable cause then to go back to the court and say, I have reason to believe that someone might have been trying to learn how to dispose of the body prior to January 1st of 2023 at 4:52 in the morning.
Objection.
Overruled.
That's correct.
In fact, in all of your examination of the data that you did look at, the data that you chose to limit to 12:25 on January 8th, you saw nothing in the data dating back to 12:25 that indicated any searches that were relevant to how to dispose of the body.
That's correct.
You saw no searches about anything about DNA or anything of the sort.
That's correct.
You saw no searches about how to get rid of blood.
Yes.
You saw no searches about how to use hydrogen peroxide to clean up.
Yes.
Yes, meaning you didn't see any.
Yes, that's correct. I didn't see any.
But you would agree then, just right behind this particular question, if you had, as you referred to this jury here, probable cause to think someone had tried to plan murder, you could have gone and applied for a warrant to see if there was data on that map.
Objection.
Sustained.
In your review of the MacBook digital data, did you see anything indicating a search for a man named Gordon Fessel?
Yes. Was that on? I believe so.
Do you recall when that search was?
I don't. I believe it was prior to January 1st, if I'm not mistaken.
So you have no recollection, as you sit here today, that you had a discussion with the Commonwealth about searches specific to William Dustin?
No, that's correct.
By the way, I understand that these exhibits, these binders, sometimes they're referred to as reports, but it's a report generated by Celia, right?
That's correct. Or Axiom.
Or Axiom.
Yeah.
And regarding a report, you never wrote any report summarizing what it was that you found on the map.
That's correct. I take it directly from the software. That way I don't make any mistakes from transcribing it from one to another.
And is it fair to say that this binder that you have there on this shelf, it's 1,034 pages long?
I believe so.
And it contains many, many entries referred to as records, correct?
Yes.
How many records?
I can tell you in a second.
Mm-hmm. 3,677. Out of those 3,677 records created in the Celebrant report, can you tell the jury how many of those records are relevant to your investigation specific to this?
The exact number of the records? Well, I couldn't.
Can you give us an estimate?
No.
You would agree, wouldn't you, Trooper, that it's a very relatively small amount of those records, those over 3,000 records, that have any relevance to the point of the investigation of this case?
No.
Well, then how many records do apply to the investigation of this case?
Again, I'd just be guessing, but I think a good portion.
And what's a good portion?
I don't know. You don't have a specific number.
I got it.
Counsel, see if it's not a bed. I understand somebody needs an unscheduled break, and the day is getting long. Step 3 is already out. We've done a lot of work today, so I'll let you, of course, use the facilities. But I'm also going to send you on your way for the day, and we'll be back ready to work. Weather. I know you guys aren't watching. You're not listening to the news media, so the weather can be nothing but there is my to say. Safe travels home. Before I leave you, I want to remind you, jurors, don't do any research about this case. Continue to be vigilant about not listening to any news media, any social media. Anyone, don't do any research about the case. Continue to have open minds. With those warnings, you're ready to come home tonight. Appreciate your work. We'll see you back. You're ready to work in the morning.
All right, the board leave. Close your notebooks.
Morning. Just to you understand you're still under oath.
Yes, Your Honor.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
And you may proceed.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
So just
a couple of recaps here. That binder that's been marked as Exhibit 79, the binder of the history that you included of the MacBook Gray device, we can all agree it contains 3,677 records, as you defined them yesterday.
Yes, well, half technically because they're duplicates. Shows the first one from the parsed and the second one from the carved, but they're the same record. So it'd be about, what, 1,800-ish, realistically.
I don't understand your answer.
So if you look at the binder, It shows one record, say record number one, shows the information, the parsed information, and then this record number two shows carved. It's the same date and time stamp, the same information, just a different location in the database. So it's almost duplicated.
Okay. Here's my question.
Yes.
In the binder that's been marked Exhibit 79, you listed 3,677 records.
Yes.
And it totals 1,034 pages.
I'll take your word. I don't have it in front of me, but yes.
Do you have a copy of it?
I don't, up here with me now.
Mustn't have gone far. We can find it.
Thank you. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yesterday, you testified to the binder that was admitted as Exhibit 80, and that was the regarding the iPad Mini.
Yes.
It involved two separate extractions.
Same extraction, but two different versions of the software, yes.
Wasn't it labeled Extraction 1 and Extraction 2?
I didn't label it that, but that's how it is labeled, yes.
In any event, it's clear now, isn't it, based on your forensic analysis, that the searches that were found on the iPad and were not conducted on the iPad.
Yes, that is correct.
That you used the term sync yesterday, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you used the sync in the context that the searches, based on your forensic analysis, originate on the Gray Mac.
That is correct.
And when we say sync, and when you say sync, it means that, in part, that no one manipulated that iPad Mini with regards to all the searches that this jury's heard about.
That's correct, yes.
You told us yesterday that there are multiple records, as you defined it, records in this Exhibit 79, that have the same timestamp, correct?
For this binder here, the 79?
Exhibit 79, yes, sir.
Yes, that's correct.
And you told us specifically, if I heard you right, that does not mean that there were multiple searches with the identical timestamp, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And it does not mean that the website that's referred to in each one of those duplicate records, it doesn't mean that that website was visited twice.
Unless the visit count says twice, then yes, but like I said, that parsed and carved record, there's the same record of the same thing that happened, just different spots pulled from the database. So,
and you did not, in what's been marked Exhibit 79, you did not indicate to whoever looks at Exhibit 79 what were those duplicate records.
I did.
How'd you do that?
I spoke with the prosecution ADAs and explained what this is and how it parses out the data and when it prints out.
What I'm asking you, though, is when someone opens up that book, let's just say someone like a juror, When they open up that book, there's nothing to indicate to them out of those 3,677 book records which one is duplicative and which one is not.
Well, I just testified to it now and also on direct, and it also shows in the book the same date and time stamp when I explained the parsed and carved records. I don't have a paper written report, if that's what you're trying to infer.
You don't have a what?
Paper written, handwritten report, if that's what you're trying to infer.
I'm really not trying anything. I'm just asking you that if someone were to look at those 3,677 records, there's no term used that says this is a multiple, this is a duplicate of record one or record two. It says nothing like that in the book, does it?
Objection.
You can answer.
I don't fully understand. You're asking if there's something that says that one's a duplicate and one's not?
That's what I'm asking.
By the same date and time stamp on the record and as I explained the Parson carve, but I don't know if there's anything, like there's no key guide that says what it is.
Okay.
If that's what you mean.
And yesterday you also told us about something called redirects, correct?
Yes.
And that a redirect means that the computer or the device on its own, with the software, with the browser, redirected the user to another website.
When they click on a website, it can redirect, yes.
Okay. And it's the device and the software operating within the device that determines a redirect. It is not the user.
That is correct.
And you don't have anything in this 3,677 records. You don't have, we'll use your reference, an index or anything to indicate the reader of this Exhibit 79 what are redirects and what are not.
That's correct.
And you have no idea how many, quote, redirects occur within this Exhibit 79.
Just the few that I saw. So I don't know. I don't have an exact number.
Okay. You would agree that with regards to Exhibit 79, that there was no activity on the gray MacBook between 3:50 a.m. and 4:52 a.m.
On what day?
January 1st of 2023.
Again, I'd have to double check. I remember there was Gmail usage prior at around the 3 a.m. point, and then 4:52, there was some searches, but I don't know if there's anything in that time frame in between.
So what, if you will, sir, maybe you could check.
Yep.
Counsel, can I see this side of the bed?
Did you find that?
Yes, I have it here, sir. Thank you. Yes, you're correct. 3:50 a.m. is record 1947, and then the following record is 1948, 4:52 a.m.
Yesterday, you testified that you recalled, or you thought you recalled, references to William Fasto within the MacBook data.
That's correct.
Do you know where that is?
No, I don't.
Can you indicate, well, you just said no, you don't. Trooper Guarino, if I represented to you that there is absolutely no reference to William Fasto within these 3,677 records, would you agree with that?
I don't know. I don't remember. I remember seeing it somewhere, but I don't know if it was in the MacBook. There's, like you said, a lot of data.
It's fair to say, isn't it, that your examination of exhibit that's contained in Exhibit 79, there's no indication that that MacBook and any user of that MacBook ever accessed Anna Walsh's iMessages.
Her iMessages? No, I never saw any indication of that.
I'm going to refer you to page 555, record 2055.
What record number you said, 2055?
2055.
Okay, got it.
And that search query is what is disposal of dead bodies?
That's correct.
There's no reference to murder in that query, correct?
That's correct.
And that query occurred at 6:36:18, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm going to refer you to page, stay on that same page, page 555, record 2057.
Okay.
That occurred at 6:36:22.
Yes.
And it regards body disposal options.
Yes.
No reference to murder, the word murder, correct?
That's correct.
Turning to the next page, 556, record 2059. That occurred at 6:36:30, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
The search query involves cool ways to be buried, correct?
That's correct.
There's no reference to murder, correct?
That's correct.
Page 557, record number 2061.
Okay.
That occurred at 6:36:33.
Yes.
And it's a query of above ground burial options, correct?
That's correct.
And there's no reference to murder.
Yes, that's correct.
Yesterday you did testify to some search queries that did include the word murder, correct?
That's correct.
And you would agree that these searches that we're talking to the jury about today, they began at 4:42 on January 1st of 2023.
4:52.
Okay, 4:52. The first time the term murder was introduced in these searches was at page 596, record 2185.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.